The idea for this particular training came from a discussion in the Clinicians Pathways Project, a group of about 12 people consisting of clinicians, team leaders, program directors, HR, and administrative staff. Clinicians Pathways Project started about 3 years ago under the leadership of Dr. Beth Jenks. Its focus and goal is to build support for staff in their careers at Pacific Clinics, from new hire to licensure, and from licensure to clinical supervisors, identifying and supporting other career options, creating mentor groups, and developing clinical and professional competencies. It is this last point that is the focus of this training, an effort to bring support to staff in the development of their clinical and professional competencies. In doing the research for this training, I realized that there are not actually a lot of articles on how to do supervision, especially group supervision. There is no how-to manual, so to speak. Much of the research, as you will see, focuses on one aspect or another of what often happens in group supervision, but no single article focuses on what group supervision should look like, or what has to be in group, or what should not be in group. As such, this training focuses mainly on what I found in the research. It does not attempt to cover every aspect or situation in group supervision. This training also does not attempt to address how to balance the administrative discussion from clinical discussions. In developing this training, I spoke to several team leaders and program directors to get an idea of the topics that would interest most people at Pacific Clinics. I have attempted to address those concerns in this training.